Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Patriots undrafted rookie wide receiver Efton Chisholm, a.k.a. Cooper Kupp 2.0, according to some of the reports I'm reading and hearing out of Foxborough. We'll get to your phone calls about Jaylen Brown in just a second. We see you lining up, 617-779-7937. But Ted Johnson, your thoughts after a couple days of watching Efton Chisholm down on the practice field at Gillette?
I'll be honest, I wasn't impressed. The 2 days I was there, I didn't see him catch one ball in the team drills, so, and there was a lot of them. So, look, I could see in just the individual drills that they were doing, you know, what people were talking about. I will say this, you know, I don't know if minicamp all of a sudden is kind of, look, I think OTAs are very similar to minicamp. So it might have just been, he was, you know, there was just different opportunities for those 2 days I was there. So I don't want to just totally judge him off that. I think just stylistically, I think there could be a role for him here, and this is why. What did I tell you the problem with Drake May was at times when I watched him the last 2 days?
Holding on to the ball.
Very good.
I listened.
What does Efton Chisholm do better than anything else when it comes to playing receiver?
Get open quickly.
There you go.
So theoretically,
he is going to give Drake May a quicker solution, I think, than maybe other receivers will, and that is going to be a huge, huge plus in his game. So if he can get open fast, he's not – okay, you go 4.17 or 4.71 is his 40, not fast.
No.
But how quick is he? What is his lateral movement?
Just three-cone drill.
Is three-cone drill. That is more important for his position and his size than straight line speed. Can he get open fast and give Drake May a quick solution – more than maybe the next guys, he might. And so I think he's going to have a role, Andy, because of that. I mean, his overall kind of ability might not be that impressive, but can he get open fast, catch the ball, and get down quickly? Yes, that's what I think he can, even though I didn't see that in the last couple of days.
We will
And I will say this, production is production. I mean, he was a very productive player in college.
Yep.
I just think guys that are that productive – have a nose for the ball, and can just are excellent route runners. And I always said this about my boy out in Vegas. Why can't I think of his name?
Hunter Renfro.
No. He used
to be Jacoby Myers.
Jacoby Myers. People would crap on Jacoby Myers. I never understood it. I loved his game because he could separate from guys better than anybody on the team. And that, so he got open fast. So he got a lot of, but you know, people don't want to give him his due respect. Can he get open fast? I think Efton Chisholm can. I think that's a huge plus for this young quarterback.
In a little bit, we'll play some audio from Mike Vrabel that I think echoes some of your opinions about Efton Chisholm in a way, and maybe paints the picture of the opportunities he could have, at least moving forward to training camp. And then what he does with those, we'll see. Getting back to our conversation, Jaylen Brown, Shams says the Celtics don't want to trade him, but there's offers being made. We were talking about Jaylen Brown and Giannis. Let's go to the phone lines that injected a little life here. Let's go to Dave and Natick. What are your thoughts on a potential Jaylen Brown trade, Dave?
Hey, good afternoon. So Jaylen Brown will be a tough one to trade away. Realistically, Tatum's out next year. So whoever you're trading for has to be a superior value that's really going to kick in the following year, which is one of the reasons that with Giannis, I wouldn't necessarily do that, because when Tatum comes back, Giannis is either going to be 31 or 32. And a big physical player like that maybe has two more years of elite performance and then age will catch up. The only way I see them trading Jaylen Brown is if they get, you know, some sort of a younger big that they believe is comparable value that would help be a complementary player to Tatum when Tatum gets back to contend for another championship. I would have traded, believe it or not, I would have traded Tatum for Giannis, but you can't because of his contract. He can't be traded next year and give Jaylen and Giannis a shot for a couple years, but that's contractually not possible.
Thanks for the call, Dave. He snuck an interesting one in there.
Is a smart guy.
Oh, boy.
When it comes to the aging of Giannis's game, it is not going to age well.
So,
because he's just a linebacker playing basketball, and being that physical, driving like he does, that's not something, you know, guys in their mid 30s are doing.
Can I pose a counterpoint? Because I tend to agree with you, but his name is the Freak, and there's another person still in the NBA who I think has proven himself a freak, LeBron, who I thought the same thing with his big muscular frame and the aggressive, violent style with which he went to the hoop. I thought LeBron would fade faster than he has or did. He still hasn't really,
but it's his trainer and the vitamins.
Vitamins.
Yeah, you know, he's it's not even comparable as far as shooters. He's a much better shooter than Giannis.
Oh yeah, but he plays a physical game. He takes it to the rim, and I thought he would lose more than he has lost. He has not worn down. He's never hurt. Basically, he had that one groin two years ago.
Feels like, am I often thinking that LeBron feels like a lot bigger than Giannis? Like he's just a bigger, thicker, stronger dude. I know Giannis is big and strong, but
yeah, they both are big.
Not like LeBron.
So why do you think, maybe I misconstrued your point, why do you think Giannis is going to break down?
Because you can't be that physical. If your game is just driving to the rim, it's not a game that you can do well into your 30s. You got to have a jump shot. You got to have a pull up. You got to have other aspects of your game other than just driving to the hoop. But yes, I mean, the guy can't even shoot free throws.
I know.
Real quick, for the sake of the conversation, Giannis stands 6'11", 242. Oh. LeBron James, 6'9", 250.
Wow, why do I think
big dude?
Yeah, I'm wrong. Ant wrong, Johnson.
Well, he is a little bit. I mean, 6'9", 250, so he's given up 8 pounds.
I didn't realize he was that tall. My bad. Check. But, your point is, I just don't think he has as good of an all-around game as LeBron.
Oh, he definitely does not. His game is definitely more heavily weighted toward just see rim, go fast toward rim, go through whatever's in the way toward the rim. No question. But I sometimes think those freaky guys who have that muscular build in the NBA, and there's also a lot of guys in the NBA that don't want that. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes guys just make business decisions and just kind of, give way. Like,
would you want to get in his way?
Part the Red Sea and say,
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go ahead. Yeah, if I'm already making $40 million, what do I care? You want to lay it in? Go ahead. Dunk away. 617-779-7937. Tommy and Everett, what are your thoughts on these Jaylen Brown trade rumblings?
Hey, I think anybody that is questioning whether or not Jaylen Brown has the ability to lead the team next year is way off. I think that the playoffs last year were a clear indication that JB is a leader. I'd argue that Tatum even took a back seat in the playoffs last year, especially in the finals. And Brown's the team captain. I think if most of the team is being honest, they'd say they look at Brown as the team leader over Tatum, even though Tatum is the more talented player. And if you look at what he's doing off the court, he clearly has leadership ability. So, yeah, I'd say that he is the shoe-in to the number one guy next year, and he'll be able to do it.
Thanks for the call, Tommy. That's a great call by Tommy there.
Yeah, oh.
Bet you Tommy's got a JB jersey that he wears to the beach in the pool.
I bet he doesn't.
You putting the check in the mail for Tommy there for arguing your point?
He's just a smart guy.
I think JB, I think he's a polarizing guy. I think there's callers that would call and say the opposite, yes, too.
Oh, absolutely.
But there's a lot of people that feel like Tommy as well. I mean, I don't quite see it as the same way.
And
I don't.
The beauty of it has been, and you just brought this up, there hasn't really been an answer. You had the good and the bad from JB, but it was always as a running mate to Tatum. This season is a pivotal crossroad in his perception.
What I love is that it'll all be settled after this year.
Yeah, well, maybe.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
You don't think after this year we're gonna know we're gonna know more about Jaylen Brown after this year than we've ever known.
Better chance he gets traded before this season or after?
Oh,
next?
After.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting traded.
He's not getting traded.
He's here.
No way he's getting traded.
I just want, the knee and then some excuse and he was slowed, but then there were those good games. Like, we have a way, and I say me. Like, my perception of it could be a little different than your perception of it after 82 games, depending on.
It's all the media's fault. Don't forget that.
It is always the media's fault. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tony in West Springfield. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, guys? Great show, as always. I want to talk about how Brad Stevens has it easy. But before I do, you're talking about the it's like the quarterback from Varsity Blues. Like, Jaylen Brown, if he's a competitor, he wants to make this is his chance to prove it, right? But he's going to do amazing this year. He's not going anywhere unless somebody gives him everything. But
good call.
You got, I think Brad Stevens, he's not going to sell the farm. He's not going to. He's going to get some talent to make a run, but also get some future prospects. And then he's buying another year. He'll be fine. It'll be.
Thanks for the call, Tony.
Where are we getting this? That's the thing. If you're going to get rid of Hauser and Porzingis and Holiday, and yes, you want to say like, oh, Pritchard will make up for 80% of Holiday. Maybe Shireman gives you 70% of Hauser. Porzingis, when he's out there, special, spectacular, but also, as advertised, not out there often enough. And now you're down Tatum. You are in a significant offensive deficit.
Also, don't forget Horford. Horford's a free agent, and I thought he would just come back, but now there's rumblings that he might not be an automatic re-sign with the Celtics, maybe could look to go somewhere else. So if you lose...
I'd be surprised about that.
Horford, Porzingis, Drew Holiday, Hauser, that's a significant portion of your rotation that you're down. Now, the genius, and we've all heard, he's been called a genius, Brad Stevens. There'll be something coming in return for those deals. I don't think it's all going to be draft picks. I can't envision Brad Stevens
moving those guys for just draft picks.
No. That doesn't really make sense for the timeline, the type of team they are or are going to be.
Because you don't want to waste the JB and JT's prime years.
Right. And then I would say Brad Stevens' track record of targeting a Derek White, of targeting a Drew Holiday, of targeting a Porzingis, he's done a pretty good job targeting second-tier players or players.
Complimentary guys.
Yeah, guys that could fit, and the way he envisions them actually plays out on the team after he acquires them. So I do have some trust for Brad Stevens in that time.
Put one thing out there.
Sure.
JB, it's hard to judge JB because, to me, when he's playing with Jason Tatum, because if they're both out there, there's going to be a lot of attention to JT, and so JB can do his thing. This is Jaylen Brown without Jason Tatum the whole season.
That's why the assists
to think
are gonna
that
up.
He's going to play the same way that he did when JT was out there, I think is kind of a little bit, I don't know, overzealous.
Naive. Yeah, no, he's not. The other team's not going to play the same way. The Celtics won't play the same way. He's not going to play the same way. And therein lies the uncertainty of what this is going to look like on the court. Yes, Dan Ball.
Quick stat line. So in the 39 games that Brown has played without Tatum, 27.3 points per game.
That's nice.
7.1 rebounds per game.
That's nice.
And sorry to burst your bubble on the 12
assists.
3.9, which is just a little bit lower than the mid fours that he averaged this year.
What distribution?
Selfish.
Do those sound achievable? I mean, that makes him basically a borderline top five scorer in basketball.
I think he'll have more rebounds and more assists.
You do?
Yeah, I think he's going to better those numbers because there'll be a consistency to it.
And do the trades of other players change your perception on that?
I mean, that makes it difficult because I would like to see the other four players that are going to be on the court with him most of the time and what that lineup looks like.
I would like to know what his efficiency was. What was his Yeah, because, I mean, you could take, 25 shots and get to that.
Oh, there's very inefficient scorers and there's efficient scorers. 100%. Yeah. And the last caller, and we'll continue to take your phone calls, 617-779-7937. The last caller said something about he's going to, prove himself or whatever. That's the one thing that worries me. I think the black hole of Jaylen Brown's game is when he is trying to prove himself. Because I think he tries to do too much. I think you saw that in the second half of the exit game when he fouled out late in the third quarter. He kind of just said, oh, no one else is going to do it. I'll try to do it all myself. And he's not good enough to do it all himself. When he gets in that mindset, that's when he turns the ball over. That's when he fouls. That's when it goes south.
Number ones take it over by themselves. They don't need anybody helping them.
Sometimes, unless their name is Jason Tatum, and then they say, hey, JB, can you carry me to the title, baby? I need a little help here.
And Kobe's like, hey, you know what? I need some help or else I can't beat Kobe.
I will bow to you, Ted. Jaylen Brown is not Kobe Bryant. Right, that is something we agree on. And Efton Chisholm, is he the next Wes Welker, Danny Amendola, or one of those guys that everybody falls in love with in New England? I'm skeptical. Ted is skeptical. But Mike Vrabel made some comments this week that tend to side on the argument that Efton Chisholm's going to get a real chance to be an impact player on this team. A little Mike Vrabel, Efton Chisholm talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.